Welcome to the Michigan District of the LCMS Innovative Missional Ministries Podcast. Today we'll hear from Pastor Chris Bodley, who's talking about Acts to Enterprise.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here. We serve a great God who has great plans in this great city. Jeremiah says, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And so it is with that in mind that as we consider in the work that I'm here, privileged to be in, called Acts to Enterprise. It comes from Acts chapter 2. You get a chance, and you're probably familiar with it. But this whole concept of looking to do intentional ministry in the urban context. And so there's a handout that you're going to be able to have and follow along, and so you can just follow along with that. But you'll notice that at the top, it says that it is a Michigan District holistic outreach. Holistic outreach. As we look how God expands the kingdom of God through the local congregation. And I would like to share with you that at least from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, there is what you call the I-4 strategy in regards to engaging the urban context. I won't read it, but you can get a chance to turn to it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And he talks about the idea, Paul talks about the significance of immersion in and among the people. He then talks about imitating God, which is what we are supposed to do, representing Jesus. Then after the imitating God is the invitation to join what God is doing, because we believe that it's not just to be a spectator, but participator. And then impact, because then Paul said about the Thessalonian church, he said, your reputation has expanded across the world. And so we want to be part of that. We want to be that church that leaves a solid footprint in the urban context, and that we see it as an opportunity for disciples to be able to multiply. So I just wanted to just focus on a few of the areas that we are engaged in for Acts to Enterprise. And the first one, as you see, is called Jobs for Life. It is a great, I don't call it a program, it is a great outreach. It's a biblically based, Christ-centered curriculum for moving people from unemployment to employment, from underemployment to greater employment. And as you notice, it says it's 8 weeks of training, 2 days a week for 2 hours. So we've been doing this at Bethany since 2014. And people are invited, residents are invited, and they come out on a Tuesday and a Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. We provide them a meal, but we take them through the process of helping them to understand and to even be able to celebrate the gift of work. And the idea that how we as a body of Christ, the church, can help people move. Let's just say if they're unemployed, this program allows us to invite employers and also some of the people that are engaged with human resource support. They come out, they get a chance to meet with them. We have a team of people that are part of this curriculum. We call them champions. Dr. Draper is one, he's here right here, and one of my elders, Vance, is here. They are called champions there to encourage them, because they do have homework, and yet as they're going through the homework, we're encouraging them to understand that the class is their job readiness. It is getting them ready for the job. It develops church leaders for discipleship and provides participants with soft skills for development, for employment. So oftentimes when people say, well, what's the difference between soft skill and hard skill? The hard skill is what you actually do when you get on a job. The soft skill are those relational issues, areas that people are needing. And oftentimes when people are fired, after listening to employers more than about 5 years ago, they said most people are being fired because of their inability to be able to work with other people. Those are your soft skills. And so this curriculum is focused on helping to empower to have those soft skills, but then also helping them to be able to, you know, navigate conflict resolution, being able to know what their job or career path will be. And so as a church, we understand that this is important, because we know that the first thing that God did with Adam is that he gave him a job. And so when you look at Genesis, he created him and said, now go ahead and then take care of the garden. And so work is a very good expression of God's creativity in our life. And so we look at it as an opportunity to be able to help people figure out what their creative work, their creative passion might be. And so Jobs for Life, we do this 2 times a year now. We do one right now, we're about to kick off September 24th. We do one in the fall, and then we also do one in the winter. And we always kind of lead it up to having a celebration, a graduation in the service, in the worship service. So there will be people who are coming who are not members of the church, but they're residents in the community, and we just love them, we show them Christ, we share the word of God, and then there's a graduation. Out of that, we've been blessed to see people who come through the Jobs for Life get a job, but they've also joined Bethany, become part of the church, and so we're excited about that. Next is a sports camp. And you probably know about it because you have been gracious in supporting the sports camp, which began in 2013. And so the sports camp is a week-long sports camp in the summer. It is normally in the evening from 5 to 7:30. And what it is that we provide for children to be able to hear about Jesus, we provide a theme and the verse, but then they also learn, get an opportunity to participate in sports. And so we try to make sure that it's a safe environment, and we expose them to sports that perhaps they are not familiar with. So this past summer, we had archery. This is the first time that we had archery. And so I know that threw Chad off. I know that he was concerned about the risk. But it went well, and people really, really were excited about it. So we had archery. We had basketball, martial arts, cheerleading, golf, and I forget the other one. But basketball, yes. So we had those, and the children really enjoyed it. It's from ages 5 to 17. The purpose of this has been it allows for the church to reposition itself in the community, because I grew up going to VBS inside the church. The goal behind the sports camp was to put us outside in the community so people would know who we are, where we are, what we're doing, and it gives us a chance to have dialogue with both the children, the youth, and the parents. And so it's free because of your gifts that are given to the sports camp every year. And this past year, we were blessed to have 162 children at the sports camp on the east side. Last year, we just went over the top. God bless to be able to have 213. And so with that, we were blessed to be able to partner with Camp Restore because they provided also lay people who are part of that group. We call them summer missionaries. We don't call people volunteers. We call them missionaries, because we are there in order to make sure we share the word of God. And so the sports camp allows us to do that. The next area is the student ministry. And I just want to ask Dr. Draper to come forward real quickly, because the student ministry is an outreach whereby we are empowering leaders in our congregations to be able to develop partnerships with the local schools, to reach into the schools, to help children to enhance their academic excellence, but then also to begin to have a place where the school and our churches are able to be in a dynamic relationship whereby they understand that we care about the outcome of both the children and the parents. And the computer literacy is a way to help to close the digital divide, because when it comes to employment, if people are not able to navigate using the computer, being able to be on the internet, we just know that they're not going to be able to get a job. And so we have initiated two of our churches, St. Philip's is one, Bethany is the other, whereby we have laptops or computers so that people in the community, residents in the community, can come and use that opportunity and use that space to be able to do job searches there. Right now, I know for Bethany, we have approximately, 5 weeks, fans? 5 weeks, so they come in, and I think it's about for 2 hours, and the person who leads the computer literacy class is not from Bethany, but it's from one of our partners in the community. People come and use it free of charge. And so that is another way that we help our adults. And then finally, we have an expungement fair. And the expungement fair is whereby we are in a partnership with a local law firm, whereby they come out to help residents who are in the community to remove hindrances to employment, which can be either a felony charge or a misdemeanor. And so if it is 5 years old, these attorneys come to our gym. People, we advertise it in the community, they come there, and then they begin taking them through the process of removing or expunging that misdemeanor or felony off of their record so that they may have a greater chance of employment. So these are just a few of the outreaches that we're engaged in. At the end of the day, it is to be able to share Jesus Christ and to be the extension of God's hands and his feet, and people can put a face as to what does grace look like. So we're blessed, and again, blessed tremendously by the work and by the workers, but also by the contribution that you provide so that we can do the ministry in the city of Detroit. So again, thank you, and God bless.